Glad to have in studio About Your Health radio program. This morning we're going to be visiting with Dr. Deborah Brown, MD, and Lori Buckman, CNM, APRN, a certified nurse midwife at CGH Obstetrics and Gynecology. They're here to talk about OBGYN and CGH Medical Center. Good morning and welcome, Dr. Bowman and Lori.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us here today. I'm new here to Sterling, and I've been practicing, though, for 31 years, including my residency at Chicago at Mercy Hospital. I received my medical degree from the U of I in Peoria Medical School, and I did my undergrad up in St. Paul, Minnesota at Bethel University. I'm a fellow of the American College of OBGYNs and board certified in, from the American Board of OBGYNs.
And Lori, tell us about a little bit about yourself as well.
I've been with CGH for since 2000, and I received my certified nurse midwife through the University of Cincinnati in Cincinnati, Ohio. My undergrad was at Indiana Wesleyan in Indiana, and I'm certified by the American Midwifery Certification Board.
So, Dr. Bowman, you're board certified with obstetrics and gynecology, practicing for 31 years. How many babies have you delivered?
Approximately 4,000, 4,500 babies between residency, and I was out west in Colorado and Wyoming before coming here.
4,000.
Yes.
And, of course, you stay in contact with all of them, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
We know that women's health is important besides a delivery. What other services do you offer?
Well, we do a lot of preventative medicine care, routine physical exams, well-woman exams, including pap smears, screening for cervical cancer and precancers. We do HPV vaccine counseling, too, for cervical cancer prevention. We do screening for breast issues, including mammograms, ultrasounds, and even breast MRIs for high-risk patients. We do transitioning into menopause for women going through bone health issues, discussing that, their calcium intake, their exercise, bone densities. We discuss heart disease, obesity, mood disorders too. We start with girls as teenagers and go through birth control counseling, irregular cycles, bleeding issues for patients. We cover anything from topics of abnormal pap smears. We do get referrals from the health department and other primary care physicians too, so we worked closely with them. But of course we do prenatal care and obstetrics. We even do preconception counseling for women who are interested in doing that prior to getting pregnant. So a lot of different issues. We do some infertility too, both evaluation and treatment, and then when they would need to get referred on to an infertility specialist. We cover other things such as urinary issues, too, for women as they get transitioned into the menopause years, too. So it's a wide variety, but taking care of women mainly in all parts of their lifetime.
That's quite a list of offering.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lori, tell us, what's a certified nurse midwife?
So a certified nurse midwife is an advanced practice registered nurse, and basically you have your RN training, and then you get into a master's program for midwifery, and you're able to provide prenatal care, preventative care for women's health, labor and delivery, and you can provide some care to the newborn after delivery and postpartum care for the mother.
And how does a nurse midwife compare to OBGYNs or doulas or other caregivers?
So as a nurse midwife, we provide the care that an OBGYN would give with low-risk patients. A doula is somebody who provides emotional support throughout the labor and delivery for the mother. They are certified through a certification board for them, so they have formal education. Childbirth educators are just that. They educate patients and families on childbirth. And they actually aren't involved in the birthing process. They're just there to give education prior to birth so that the patients can be informed. And, you know, we have other people that are involved in prenatal care for patients and postpartum, such as physical therapists that can help postpartum, and those types of things.
And Dr. Bowman, could you tell us more about OBGYNs?
Sure. So what we do is we take care of all types of births, including low risk and high risk, the complicated labors, any operative vaginal deliveries that are needed. We do the C-sections too. We manage the high risk pregnancies as much as we can, and we use our referral source for maternal fetal medicine if we need to. Also, we do other GYN surgeries besides just the C-section. So we do DNCs, we do hysteroscopies, where you look inside the uterus and take care of any bleeding issues. Laparoscopies are usually done for pelvic pain, ovarian cysts, treatment of endometriosis. And also we do hysterectomies, vaginal and abdominal, for any cases if they can't be managed with medications or other surgeries. So we do kind of a whole gamut of both OB and GYN, but take care of more of the high risk.
And if somebody feels the need, what are the signs that they might need to look for to make an appointment with an OBGYN?
Well, besides the routine care, like for pregnancy and if they're planning to get pregnant, we also do the yearly well woman exams just once a year for pap smears and breast screening. But we manage lots of problems. So one that we do is abnormal pap smears. So we do different procedures and treatment in order to prevent cervical cancer from happening. We also do irregular bleeding. So either bleeding between their periods, real heavy periods, abnormal periods. So we can manage and diagnose those. We do lots of different treatment for birth control options and discussing what's all available to patients, including anywhere from pills to patches, rings, shots, implants, IUDs, sterilization. So we go over that. But a lot of patients call us too if they have an unusual vaginal discharge or an infection that they're concerned about. We also take care of any postmenopausal symptoms, including urinary problems too, that we can help manage with and treat either with medications or surgeries too.
Now, the midwife, that's an old term, mm-hmm. been around a long time.
Yes, it has.
Doctors weren't always available. The midwife would go make the rounds. How is a certified nurse midwife different from other types of midwives?
So a certified nurse midwife has an RN background, typically, and they're certified by a certification board. And again, they take the master's program for midwifery. There are some doctorate programs available as well, but certified nurse midwives are able to practice legally in all 50 states, and we're able to prescribe medication, and we're considered basically a primary care provider for females.
I don't think a lot of people knew that. But the practice in all 50 states. Mm-hmm. That, wow, so you could go just about anywhere.
Yes.
Well, we're sure glad you settled here at CGH.
Thank you.
And what exactly does a nurse midwife do?
A nurse midwife basically can do well woman care, do provide pap smears, STI infection testing, so for sexually transmitted diseases, preventative care such as the Gardasil vaccine for the HPV, educating new parents on birth, newborn care, following them through their pregnancy and labor and delivery. We are able to deliver babies in the hospital and provide postpartum care, and then throughout their life as well. We're in close collaboration with our physicians. When we need a referral, we're able to do that and give the patient the best care possible.
It looks like you also work outside of just the birth. You also provide well women care and advice for that as
yes.
well.
Yes, yes.
What's Dr. Bowman, what sets CGH apart?
I think that we have a great team in both the labor and delivery, the OR, the office, the nursing staff provides excellent care. We can take care of women at any stage in their life, starting from teen through menopause. We have experienced providers, with Dr. LeMay being there over 30 years in our group too. I think that we treat patients with compassion, and one of my goals and dreams that I like to do too with OB care and GYN care is to teach my patients and to work with them and to be one-on-one and to help them be part of their decision-making too. So we would love to be the number one choice here in the Sauk Valley for, you know, at the birthing center doing your GYN care, and we welcome approximately 550 babies a year that are born at our facility, and we would love to be part of your growing family.
That's a lot of babies.
Yes, that is. So,
do you think it is? You're the expert. 550 babies a year at CGH, is that?
That's a lot.
It is.
Yes.
And what else? You got modern maternity suites, also rooming with your new baby.
Right.
That sounds fantastic. And special services for moms and the babies.
Yes. They've redone our rooms lately and brought in new furniture, and we do a lot of skin-to-skin with the babies. I think Lori's going to talk a little bit more about some of the other services that we provide there, too.
Yeah. Some great things you provide, Lori.
Yes, we have free prenatal and breastfeeding class available that patients can sign up for prior to birth. We have a IVCLC certified lactation consultant on staff, and people are moms and families are able to make appointments with the IVCLC to talk about breastfeeding issues even prior to birth. They can discuss breastfeeding with her, and that's free. There's 24-hour epidural anesthesia for those patients that would like to have that. There's also nitrous oxide for patients that maybe don't want to go to that extreme of getting an epidural anesthesia and would just like a little bit of help with labor pain. We have wireless monitoring for those patients that want to get up and move around and not be basically hooked to the monitor and can't move past their bed. So that helps with labor pain, being able to move throughout their labor. We also have a Whirlpool tub that is very good while you're in labor, providing comfort.
Wow, I want to know a little bit more about the Whirlpool tub. What's involved there?
Patients can get into the Whirlpool tub while they're in labor, and it just helps the water relaxation, helps to make them more comfortable when they're having contractions.
And your birthing center, you can count on the comfort and all the high-tech equipment and skilled professionals.
Yes.
And anything else that you think our listeners that are tuned in for About Your Health program would want to know?
Well, I've really enjoyed moving back to Illinois and being near family, and I think CGH is a very friendly place to be, and we have a great team of providers and staff, so I think it would... We would love to be your OBGYN choice.
And thanks, Lori, for all the information on certified nurse midwife.
You're welcome. And I would have to agree with Dr. Bowman. We have a great team. Like she said, in our nursing staff on the OB floor, birthing center, the OR, the office, we all work very, very well together and provide compassionate care for our patients.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Bowman and Lori. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Deborah Bowman or nurse midwife Lori Buckman at the CGH Main Clinic located at 101 East Miller Road, please call 815-625-4790 or visit cghmc.com. And for more information about the birthing center at CGH Medical Center, again, visit cghmc.com/baby.